An immensely appealing feature of this research program is that we do not actually have to know how the brain works as a physical system in order to do a complete and strict science of the mind. We just happen, by a kind of evolutionary accident, to be implemented in neurons. But any sufficiently complex hardware would do as well as what we have in our skulls. So did Ray Kurzweil's spiritual machine fulfill these hopes as predicted? Deeper and deeper into the blue. One long-standing artificial intelligence goal has been a computer big enough and cleverly programmed enough to beat any human at chess. Chess is a good game for a powerful computer because, like tic-tac-toe, it has strictly defined problems. Of course, chess is vastly more complicated. The 32 pieces and 64 squares provide a range of options that exceeds the estimated number of atoms in the universe. At first, progress was slow. In 1952, AI pioneer Alan Turing wrote the first computer chess program. Only in 1980 was the Fredkin Prize established. $100,000 would be awarded to the programmers of the first computer to beat a reigning world chess champion. For over a decade and a half, the programmers toiled at their craft without collecting the prize. In 1996, Russian Grandmaster Garry Kasparov announced, "Machines are stupid by nature," and proceeded to beat IBM's Deep Blue. But in 1997, Kasparov made headlines by losing to Deep Blue, and its three programmers shared the Fredkin Prize. According to many media sources, the age of the human was over, and the age of the spiritual machine was about to begin. Machines are just passing over an important threshold, the threshold at which, to some extent at least, they give an unbiased human being the impression of intelligence. Because of a kind of human chauvinism or anthropocentrism, many humans are reluctant to admit this possibility. But I think it is inevitable. Carl Sagan, The Dragons of Eden. The commentators entirely missed the point that Deep Blue's programmers are just as human as Kasparov. So the question is not whether a machine can beat a human, but whether a human who plays chess by writing a program fares better than a human who plays chess without writing a program. If the machine gives the impression of intelligence, as Carl Sagan has noted, that should be no surprise, for an intelligence created it. The lines that Shakespeare wrote for Hamlet give the impression of intelligence too, and for the same reason. In any event, the age of the spiritual machine went by so fast that practically everyone missed it. In 2003, Kasparov tied the much more powerful Deep Junior and another program, X3D Fritz.